Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, relax, and let's chat about what's going on in the stars above today, also tomorrow, and Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. It is the weekend. I can't even believe it already. That means we are really only about a week and a half away from Christmas. Hold on, I forgot to turn my phone off. Or silent it. So we are close to the holidays, which means we're ever closer to the end of the year. Yikes. I can't believe how fast time flies when you're having fun. How did everybody do yesterday? I know I talked to a couple of people yesterday that were feeling sort of quiet. Things weren't clear for them. I know that I was feeling very tired and sort of lethargic, but I got a lot done. If that isn't a conundrum, I don't know what else is. I mean, tons of stuff done yesterday. Amazingly, the production on all of the videos for the webinar the other night, taking it, turning it into audio, getting the slides uploaded, getting people their free gifts, which, by the way, if you attended and you haven't gotten or requested your free gift yet, please do. And if you are wondering what the heck I'm talking about and you didn't attend the webinar, hit me up and I will tell you a little bit about what I was doing for everybody. So let's dig in because we have a ton of stuff to talk about. I have some new kinds of things to roll out to you today and want to just make sure that everybody understands that we have kind of an interesting weekend on tap, a good weekend with I think when I titled this today, I put obsession in the title, and that's because, of course, it's possible. There's obsession in the air. There's attraction in the air. There's the spiritual high road up in the air here this weekend, so let's just dig in and see what we got. First, let me say good morning to people who are checking in. Good morning, Debbie Tibbetts, Tumiel, and Michelle Gay. Wow, Michelle, good to see you. Mimi, good morning. Marissa, good morning. Linda Marie, good morning. And Marissa says, good morning all the evening. Good morning all. The evening presented a little challenge, but I moved through it okay. Lovely. Debbie says, yes, Janet, I'll take a card. Debbie, that's too funny. I'm going to write your name down in case I do get time to do that today. But like I said, we have a ton of stuff to go through. Debbie TT card. We'll see what you want. Marjorie, good morning. Linda says she's feeling very emotional. I totally get that. The moon is still in the sign of Cancer, and that is the sign that rules our emotional field. And the question, as we said yesterday, was whose emotions am I feeling? Are they my own, or am I tapping into the universal field of emotional energy, the collective's field of emotional energy? What are you tapping into? Tara, good morning to you. Happy Friday. So let's dig in, shall we, and talk about what's up today. I said earlier in the broadcast, the moon is in Cancer. Today it is in a trine to Neptune and also a trine to Mars, which if you heard me earlier say there's also a Mars trine Neptune today, then you get the picture that we are in the potential for a grand water trine today as the moon in Cancer trines Neptune and Mars. And of course, Mars in Scorpio trines Neptune and also the moon, and Neptune trines Cancer moon and Mars in Scorpio. So we have water, water, water. And all of that water is about emotion and emotional energy. So it wouldn't surprise me a bit if people today were feeling a little raw, a little volatile, and maybe even feeling like crying one minute, laughing the next. So that's not surprising when we have this level of emotional energy. Now, there's also the energy of home and family and traditions that comes up when that moon is in Cancer. We're being called home. We're being called to what grounds us or what makes us feel like we belong, what makes us feel a part of something bigger than just ourselves. So that can also create some emotional issues, especially if you're someone who lives far away from your family, or if you have issues within the family where you really don't feel like you belong in your family of origin. And that can set up for some emotional feelings, especially when we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. So the best way to deal with emotional energy is to just embrace the feeling because you know it's going to pass, right? Emotions roll like the waves, and they have a high and then they have a low, and then that low leads to another high. And sometimes there's that space between the two waves where we're just kind of left in the space. We're neither feeling really high or really low. We're just sort of in the middle ground. So it can be a little disconcerting to some people as they feel sort of caught between two major emotions. So don't take it all seriously. This too shall pass. It always does. And we'll be moving on into something different as we move later into the weekend. So today in the Pleiadian Earth energy is the four loving energy. For loving. I love this particular setup. Loving energy is Lamat, the star, the planet Venus in the Mayan calendar. It is a day for enthusiasm and productivity. Today, we don't necessarily have the fog around us like we might have had yesterday as our minds were caught up with Neptune in a little bit of that foggy feeling. Today's more productive, but also has a little bit different feel to it. We are feeling a little bit more able to tap into spirit today, right? Like we have a higher pathway available to us to love and to understanding and to compassion, both for the self and for others. And so it's a better feeling day overall, even though there may still be some up and down in the emotional field. Today, tension and conflict, if it arises in our field, really challenges us to learn how to cooperate, to get along, and to be compassionate, and to treat each other with kindness and generosity. There's a sort of kindness, compassionate, and grace about the day as well, at least through the Pleiadian Earth energy. Now, the four energies, the universal energy of the day. So, no matter what planet we would be on, no matter what life form we are all in resonance with the energy of four, which is a foundational energy. It's steady eddy energy. It is loyal. It is steadfast. It puts boundaries up. It creates more stability in our lives. It is where we come to a point after we've been initiating something, we've dealt with the polarity of something, we are in the creation of something, and we come to a stable foundation, a point that we can launch the next level of consciousness raising in our lives. So today is a fairly decent day that way, even though it does, hold the prospect of maybe some tension and conflict, but maybe it's about you being able to maybe commit to a new way of solving those kinds of things that naturally come up in our world on a day-to-day basis. The major planetary involvement today is Mars in a trine to Neptune. So if you recall, Mars is the planet of action. He's the warrior principle. He's very masculine energy. He is the very outward expression. He is yang energy, which seeks outward expression or action or movement. It's dynamic energy. And yet when it's in a trine to Neptune, the planet of spirit, the planet of the etheric, then he is taking on a little bit different kind of warrior energy. His warrior energy becomes more about the search for higher truths, the search for inspiration or feeling inspired. Now, remember, a trine is a 120 degree angle of relationship between the planets that kind of evokes an ease and a flow of the energy between the two planets. In this case, three planets, because the moon later in the day is going to make up the third point of that grand water trine. So we have a lot more energy that will be inspiring, that will be more loving and kind, where we're tapping into the loving kind end of things, as more than the tension and conflict side of things. So today is also a day, instead of taking action and moving forward in something other than things that are already in the works. Today's a great day to take action on your imagination, on your dreams, on your vision, right? So maybe feeling like I'm going to actually put up that vision board. I'm going to actually sit down and I'm going to work through what do I want for 2021, 2020. This is the problem when you deal in a year ahead of kind of, I've been living in 2020. Isn't it time for 2021 yet? So, what would you want to create for 2020? Today would be a great day for envisioning, imagining, and taking steps toward that vision. Take action on your dreams, in other words. So, if what you've been dreaming about is a trip for 2020, maybe you go to a travel agency and you get some brochures, or you start to, determine what will this cost me, who do I want to go with, and what will I do while I'm on my trip. So taking your imagination to the nth degree today is very much called for. And then, as I said, the moon creates that grand water trine later in the day. It is the feel goods or the feel not so goods. It depends on where you are, because emotional energy is freely flowing through the charts of everyone today. So take a look at where the water signs are for you. So the water signs are Scorpio and Cancer and Pisces. Where are those energies lining up? Neptune is in Pisces right now, Mars is in Scorpio, and the moon is in Cancer. So we have we also have the moon conjunct the North Node today too. That's right, because we're getting ready for the first solar, the last eclipse of 2020, what 2019, oh Lord, and one that is really a harbinger of what's coming for 2020. And of course, that doesn't happen until the new moon on Christmas Day for us on the West Coast, and the day after Christmas for those of you on the East Coast. We'll be talking a lot about that as time moves forward here. But here we have this grand water trine in terms of looking at your emotional health. What are you feeling? So let's just take a moment to remind you about what emotional energy is and what it really isn't. So in your human design chart, you have something called the solar plexus. If you have your human design chart kind of close at hand, it is the triangle on the lower right of the chart. If it's colored in, you are broadcasting emotion. If it is white, you are taking in the emotional energy from around you. And then you tend to amplify that energy and rebroadcast it, although it isn't your own authentic energy. So we say that the people who have it open, a white triangle there on the bottom right, that would be someone who's empathic, right? That's really in empathy with what is going on emotionally. It's not your own energy, in other words. And then those of you who have it defined or colored in, it'll be sort of a brown, tan, beige, gold color, depending on your printer or your screen settings. That energy is someone who's always broadcasting emotion. And so the people who have it open pull in the energy from the people who are broadcasting emotion. So those of you who have this energy open or the center open might notice that when you go into buildings, when you go into a group setting, when you go maybe, you move from your house to a friend's house and you walk in the door, you notice the energy right away, right? Because you're picking that up like antenna that are picking up the emotional energy. So when we are doing that, whether you're the broadcaster or you're the receiver, emotional energy isn't something that we're meant to react to. Yet that's what we've been doing as human beings. We react to the emotional energy. It's instead there for us to sort of gain wisdom about what is taking place here, right? If I suddenly have an emotional of sadness or anger or upset, then I can almost go from the heart, move from the emotional center up to the heart and kind of check in there and see what's going on there. Or I can move from the heart up to the mind and I can see, is there something that I've been thinking about that created an emotional reaction in me? And, we are emotional beings. Even those of you who are open here, it's not that you don't have emotions. It's just often your own emotions are clouded by what other people are feeling. So it's harder to tease out what you are, where your boundary of emotions lies versus where other people's lie. So emotional energy then is a tell. It's telling us where we are in terms of, are we in alignment with our life or are we out of alignment? Are our thoughts leading us down the wrong emotional path, or are we okay with where we're headed? So the emotional energy is taking over from the spleen, which would be the triangle that was on the lower left of your chart. And this is when you're looking at the chart. because the spleen energy has been all about fear and survival and being able to survive trying times and to, be able to survive our evolution as we moved from, newbies on the planet here to the more advanced species that we now are. But now we can't rely on fear. Fear has created such a terrible field on the planet that we need something new to tap into. So we're, basically preteens in terms of how we deal with emotional energy. So every time that we see a grand trine like this in water, every time that we see gates lighting up on the emotional center, and as we get closer to the 2027 that evolutionary leap, we are learning more and more about how to use our emotional energy, how not to react to it, but to respond, to ask, almost tapping into oneself, one's emotions, and asking, what's this showing me? What is this telling me? Instead of, just that knee-jerk reaction that, we got triggered, somebody made us mad, so we pop off and hit them, or we yell at them, or we, do any number of things that later we regret. So, using your emotional energy wisely, this is what we are learning about here on the planet. I hope that makes sense to everybody. If you are lost, let me know. Write a question here. Mimi says, good morning from the gallery. Michelle says, good morning to everybody. I think everybody here, I've already said good morning to Asa. Hello, girlfriend. It's good to see you. Colleen Jackson, good to see you. Michelle says, emotions. I had a doctor appointment in Seattle, but I almost got sick after being nauseous. I rescheduled. Not sure if I'm sick or just me sick. I can't remember if you have the emotional center defined, Michelle, but maybe you're feeling somebody else's emotions in that. Marjorie says, my emotions have changed 3 times in 3 hours this morning. Thanks for the encouragement. I totally get that one, Marjorie. Allison, good morning. First of all, Cancer, where the moon is very much like the moon, which whose face is always changing, right? The face of the moon is always changeable. Cancer energy is the mood energy or the emotional energy, and it's always changing in reaction to our thoughts, in reaction to what we read or see, or something other people say, or something that happens to us. So emotional energy is always changing. That's the one thing that we really know about emotional energy, is it changes. Nancy Brenneman, good morning. And Mimi says, feeling it all. Fog yesterday, emotions everywhere. Mostly okay today. Looking forward to the volume easing up. Yes, indeed. Good morning, Colleen McSpirit. Ashley, good morning. Marjorie says, great explanation on emotions and application. Perfect, perfect. Asa, we miss you too. So I don't know what's up with you, but you've been really on my mind. So, or maybe more appropriately, in my heart. So check in with me. Tell me how you're doing. I just have a feeling there's something going on that I'm not privy to yet. And of course, I'm a Gemini, so I want to know. But anyway, if it's something private, you can, let me know later. But if it's just something maybe you're emotionally going through, feel free to share it with us, because, I doubt that there isn't anybody else who's feeling that same sort of thing. Michelle says, nope, I'm all open except for the will and the sacral. There we go. I don't know. I'm curled up on the couch. Yeah, so you are emotionally empathic as well. And when we have this preponderance of emotional energy out there, it is those of you that have that center open that I worry about the most, because you're taking in all of that emotional energy. So remember, when you're doing that, it isn't always your own. And you can certainly ask, whose emotions am I feeling? Right, what's going on? Then maybe you turn on the news and you see something emotional that happened out there in the world, and you go, ah, I'm, tuned in. I'm feeling compassion or sadness or anger or upset around something that's been going on out in the world. For those of you who have it defined, you are not necessarily tapping into what's going on in the outer world. You're just feeling the natural flow of your own emotional energy. And the emotional energy is in its flow, does go down into the darker place, then comes back up out into the light, and then rides that wave, the crest of that wave, then goes back down. So that energy is always up and moving for you guys who are emotionally defined. Nothing new there for you. All right, so we've talked about Mars trine Neptune. It is about the spiritual search. It is about taking the spiritual high road. It is about letting go, releasing anger, releasing tension, releasing stress through love, through compassion, through joy, through self-love. We have a lot of different ways that we can do that. Engage your imagination and your dream and your vision for what comes next. What do you want to do next? Now, on top of that today, it's not like we can only have one major thing going on. We have Venus today in a conjunction to Pluto. Now, she's still not that far away from Saturn that she conjuncted yesterday, day before yesterday, during the full moon. And she is now sitting on top of the Lord of Transformation, the Lord of Obsession, the Lord of the pressure to change, to move, to deal with the dirty stuff, to deal with the underbelly of things. So what we have today is a lot around the power of attraction. It could be sexual attraction. It could be affection, intimacy that we're dealing with today. It could be attraction around money or people who, you know, tend to overvalue you or undervalue you. So we're dealing with the power of attraction today. People can be more demanding of you today, more demanding of your time or your resources, or you may find yourself being more demanding today, needing more from people or from the universe or the world today. It could be a day of high drama. I certainly expect that, you know, between yesterday and today and even into tomorrow, that there could be a lot of drama going on in the world around us. Maybe drama in your own life. And what does drama do? Drama triggers emotions, right? Emotions. Hopefully this is all something that you can just kind of stand back from and be watchful of what's going on, but not really identify with what's going on. Now, if you are in a relationship that's already on rocky ground, with a spouse, a friend, a coworker, this could be another little nail, you know, that's digging into your side here. It may trigger obsessive behaviors in you or the other person. So we sort of have to watch, you know, that energy today, that obsessive sort of energy. Obsessive, compulsive, attraction, these can all lead to the darker side. But it can also, with given that Mars is in a trine to Neptune, it can lead us to seeing the light, maybe in something that has been really working on us in the shadow. So I woke up this morning. I had some kind of aha. I have no clue what it is now. No clue whatsoever. It's not in my conscious mind. And because I woke up with it, I obviously was bringing it up out of the unconscious, and it felt really empowering and very good to me to have this recognition or this aha. Only now in my conscious mind, I can't get it, right? I don't get it. I don't know what it was. And of course, as a Gemini, that drives me crazy. I want to know, but I don't need to know. Right? So we may have these instances in our day today where something might come up from the deeper unconscious. We see it, maybe it's a releasing, and we don't need to deal with it anymore. So whatever it was that I went through, perhaps it was just something I didn't need to deal with anymore. Thankfully, right? I don't have to obsess. However, I can feel my own mind obsessing over wanting to know what that was. So don't let obsession lead you into a path of no return today. Just don't let that happen. Other people may also feel that energy. You may watch it out there in the world, but you don't have to get involved with that energy. This too shall pass. Venus is one of the faster moving bodies. It's a little bit slower than Mercury and a little bit slower than the moon, but definitely faster than Mars or Jupiter or Saturn types of transits. So she will move beyond Pluto in short order. So we won't have to deal with it for very long. It's not like it's going to color the whole weekend unless your obsessive behavior leads you to take action on something that has longer term ramifications. That's what you would want to watch. Now, also, just to add some fun to the little, add a little pepper and spice to the mix today, Mercury is in a minor square, a semi-square, so a 45 degree angle rather than a 90 degree angle. So a challenge, but not quite the same level of challenge as this one's a vague challenge, right? There's a vagueness of the tension that's happening between Mercury and Saturn, Pluto, Venus, right? So Mercury over here in the sign of Sagittarius, the fire sign of Sagittarius, sort of triggering the earthy Saturn, Venus, Pluto conjunction that's happening at the moment. We're kind of seeing and tapping into the darker side, perhaps. And when I say the darker side, I don't mean like the not necessarily the negative or the ugly, but what's been not seen by you, right? Sometimes we go along and all we really are focusing on maybe is the light. And then every once in a while, the dark, you know, like a boulder in front of us trips us up. So we're seeing the darker side, seeing what it is that hasn't been brought to light. And it may create a little bit of tension in you as that occurs. We may hear conspiracy theory thinking going on out there. Where if you've ever read Don Quixote, there was the saying, tilting at windmills. Well, today I feel like we're tilting at shadows. So don't allow yourself to fall into a trap of living through the shadows. Don't go chasing after the shadows. You know, just, you know, like when you look up at the stars in the night sky and you're trying to find the Pleiades, the constellation, how you can't, if you look directly at it, you can't see it, but if you sort of look at it sideways, you see it. That's how I want you to think about shadow energies today. You're seeing them out of your side vision. Like, yeah, I see you, you're there, but I don't really have to focus on you by turning my attention to you. I hope that makes sense to everybody. Okay, what about tomorrow? I'm going to check real quick for questions. Linda Dennis, good morning. Great to see you too. Okay, so let's go into tomorrow's energy. Tomorrow, the moon is in Cancer. And right from an early position in the day, it goes into the void. It'll be void, of course, from 7:57 a.m. Pacific time until 7:56 p.m. Pacific time. So that's what, 10:57 a.m. on the East Coast to 10:56 p.m. for you on the East Coast. So all day. The moon is void, of course, all day. And it is leaving us with an opposition to Venus. Not one of the worst long-term things that we can be left with. I think it helps us get maybe perspective on our relationships, what is important to us, identifying our priorities, our values, and so forth. So I think that long-term void gives us something really good that we can process through. And for literally the whole day, we are in that processing, perhaps. But there's something extraordinary going on Saturday as well. So the moon is in the void. So there's not necessarily energy for us to start something new, or, you know, make big sweeping changes in our lives. It's really not the appropriate time for that. But there, I know we've talked about parallels before, briefly here in the morning. But tomorrow we have a Sun, Venus, Jupiter parallel. And a parallel in astrology is similar to a conjunction. So while those planets are not all at the same degree, right? Jupiter's in Capricorn, the Sun is in Sagittarius, Jupiter's in Capricorn, but they're parallel, meaning they are on the same, at the same level with one another on the same side of the celestial equator. So we treat them. So let me see if I can reframe this. So if you're thinking of, let's say you were viewing the sky from here on Earth, especially if you have one of those programs on your phone, you can do this, right? Where you can take a look at the whole of the sky. You see that maybe Saturn is up here, and you see maybe Jupiter's down over here, and the moon is over here, but they're all at sort of different levels in your vision. Well, if we were looking at what was going on with the Sun, Venus, and Jupiter right now, they would all be in a bit of a line because they're all at the same level on the same side of the celestial equator. So in our evaluation of what that means as an astrologer, we are looking at that as a conjunction of those three energies, Sun, Venus, Jupiter. And I mean, you couldn't have a better combination of planets in a conjunction, right? So as a parallel, this brings us really good feeling energy for tomorrow. Charitable, feeling good, generous, magnanimous. But as usual, when we have Jupiter, Venus, and Sun together, we have overindulgence in potential. So we might be given to overeating, overspending, overimbibing and drink, overdoing the fun. If you are exercisers, you might be engaged in over-exercising. Maybe you're feeling like you need to stave off those pounds that, inevitably come on during the holiday season. So whatever it is that you feel good about tomorrow, don't overdo it, right? Don't go to the nth degree. Stay in sort of proportion to what is possible for you. If you feel suddenly like you can take out a loan and spend $10,000 on something, that might be excessive given that Jupiter and Venus are both in Capricorn. The Sun in Sagittarius is thinking a little bigger, but the other two are thinking, boundaries. Let's keep it simple, right? Let's simplify our lives rather than complexify them, if that's even a word. Let's not make things more complicated than they have to be. If any conflicts arise tomorrow, here's where it almost just rolls off your shoulders, where you could take the high road in a conflict, right? You don't have to engage in the conflict. In other words, you don't have to take it personally, right? There's just no need to. Any little irritations that pop up tomorrow, this is the total definition of making lemonade out of lemons. Do something good with it, right? So tomorrow might be that obsessive feel-good feeling because Venus is still pretty darn close to Pluto tomorrow, but we don't have the exact energy of obsession that we have today. So tomorrow, take it easy, have some fun, but don't overdo. That's about the best thing that I can say, especially because that moon in void is not really taking anything anywhere. So here's my imagination. Maybe you have a holiday party or a family get together over the weekend. And maybe in getting together, there's a few bottles of wine there and it sounds really good. And you get to talking about a business idea or a business proposal. And the wine and the good company and the feel good feeling might lead you into saying yes to things that you didn't really mean to say yes to. And then later feeling that hangover feeling from the experience of overdoing something. So the moon is not really supporting tomorrow any big changes or any big moves. Tomorrow's just like a study in conundrums, yet we feel good about those kinds of being able to do those kinds of things. So we feel good about it. The energy doesn't support it. Then on top of that, the Pleiadian Earth energy tomorrow is 5 feeling energy. So 5 is the energy of change. So what may be happening is it's the opportunities or things that might come up tomorrow are feeding into our boredom or our restlessness or our anxiety or tension under the surface and that energy of change. And we want to change things up and we may make decisions then in the bigger context of our lives that aren't necessarily correct. So tomorrow is one of those be cautious days. It's a feel good day. It's a day about change, but we don't have to engage in the change. Follow your emotional energy tomorrow. One more side note about emotional energy. If you are emotionally defined, you are not meant to be spontaneous. You are not meant to make decisions in the moment because emotional energy flows in waves. It has a high and it has a low and all the points in between. And if you make a decision from here, this exuberance that you might be feeling tomorrow, this generosity, this magnanimity, then you may find as you get down to the low that you made the wrong decision. So that's another reason to be more cautious tomorrow. Don't make big moves. Don't feed the energy of change by throwing over your life or doing something that's not supported right now. I hope that makes sense to people. It's kind of one of those confusing energies. Tap into the feel-good part, but just don't agree to throw away your business and start a new one with someone else. Or you know what I'm saying? Don't change things appreciably tomorrow. Open your mind to the possibility that that might exist, that if you're a generator, maybe this is something for you to respond to, but you don't have to make the change tomorrow. Okay. Debbie, good morning, Debbie Hedden. Marjorie says, I'm learning to love Jupiter stuff, but will definitely be reminded of this when I go to Target. Yes. Asa, you've been spot on, goddess, in what you have been feeling. I have had a painful week, both physically and mentally. I'll send you an email later. Thank you. See, I tap into you guys. It's like you guys are little extensions of me, and there are times randomly one of you will pop into my mind or my heart, and I'm like, And sometimes I will reach out to you then through text message or messenger is how I usually will do that to find out what's going on. And usually, like this morning, Asa, you popped into my mind while I was putting on my mascara. So funny when these things happen, right? When my mind is not thinking about something except having to focus on what I'm doing with my eyes, then other things come in. It's kind of funny. It's like getting in the shower, right? And you're busy getting clean, washing your hair, but all these things are popping up. Because you're not focused on trying to make something happen except getting clean or putting on your mascara. Okay, Asa, I'll look forward to that. Amy, good morning. Marissa says, hugs, Asa. Amy says, good morning. I'm late. Kristen, good morning. Great to see you ladies out there. And I hope everybody is doing okay with all of this information time-wise. Let's do a quick Sunday, and then we'll get to some card readings. And Asa, I'm putting you down for a card reading. I know you didn't ask, but I'm putting it down there for you anyway. So let's look at the Sunday energy. It's a day where Jupiter trines Uranus. I don't know what to think about Jupiter trining Uranus after the day yesterday, Saturday, where they're all parallel. You know, the good feeling, magnanimous energy, which by the way does not include Uranus. But then Sunday, Uranus gets involved. So even on Saturday, we're still sort of picking up that Uranus energy. So what are we being liberated from? That's the first question I'm now asking myself when Uranus gets involved. It's not, oh no, what's going to happen? What's the surprise? What's the upset? I'm now asking, what am I going to be liberated from? So I invite you to do the same thing. Ask that question. What is being liberated in my life? What am I being liberated from? Who am I being liberated from? You know, whatever it is that you, however you want to phrase that, but think about liberating, being liberated from something. Maybe it's from worry. Maybe it's from tension. Maybe it's from anxiety. Maybe it's from a fear, right? That would be awesome. Because Jupiter trine Uranus days are kind of lucky days. They're kind of fortunate. If you were to go buy a lottery ticket tomorrow, it might, you know, just be the lucky winner. If you were to, you know, happen to go out to the store, you might happen across the best deal ever on something you've been looking for that was much pricier earlier. So tomorrow is, or Sunday is a day for fortunate things to happen, fortunate opportunities to pop up. The moon will no longer be in void on Sunday. So we have the moon in Leo on Sunday. So we are feeling, we're still tapping into that larger than life energy, that energy of generosity and magnanimity, but with luck on our side, right? Lucky day on Sunday. We're going to be able to see things expansively. I'm going to tell you again, though, just be a little bit on the more cautious side. Because Jupiter is in Capricorn. We have boundaries, right? Jupiter's being tied up a little bit in the sign of Capricorn. Having just come out of Sagittarius, he's still playing with that energy of optimism and go large and be in charge. But now he's in a different sign and it's more like clipping his wings a bit. So it's not that growth isn't possible. It just has to take on a more conservative, a more sustainable, a more good stewardship sort of energy around it. So, what can you, how can you put that to work for yourself tomorrow on Sunday? Not tomorrow, but Sunday. There's a progressiveness in the energy of Jupiter trine Uranus, but also the moon in Leo in a square to Uranus, challenging Uranus a bit to go bigger, right? To do some things bigger. And I think this gives us this progressiveness that is a deliberate movement forward. So, and I'm not talking progressive as in a political statement. It's just being able to move forward to progress, right? Progress, progressive, progress, right? And it makes me invoke a plan, right? The thought of having that plan and following the plan, whatever that might be for you in your life, right? Even if it's a plan for shopping for Christmas, following the plan, right? Working with the energy of the day and not against it. So Sunday may hold some surprises and it may hold some upsets. I'm not going to throw that out the window and say that couldn't possibly happen, but I think far more likely it is going to be a day of liberation, setting you free from something that has been holding you back. Maybe it's worry or, a fear, something like that. And I think we can look to it being a sort of fortunate day, right? A lucky sort of day. And so if you're looking to see where this might be going on in your own chart, look for Capricorn, right? That's where Jupiter is, the early part of Capricorn, and Uranus is in Taurus, the early degrees of Taurus. So if you look there, you'll see where that trine is and where it is in your chart. What house is going to tell you where luck is playing. Now, if I were to use this particular chart as, let's pretend it's a person. Let me see if I can show it to you so you can sort of see where to find it in your own chart. First, let me highlight some things here. Here's Jupiter. And where did you go, Uranus? You know, you can't hide from me. So, if this chart were a person, luck would be around the third house and the 11th house, but oh, very close to the 12th house. Let me show this to you. So, you can see here, here's Capricorn energy. You could tell. You could just tell because of all the planetary energy. If you don't need to know what Capricorn looks like, just look for where all the planets are sitting. They're all sitting right here in Capricorn. So there's Venus or Jupiter, and it's just on the edge here. If this was a person's chart, I would likely call this the 12th house. And the planet Uranus is down here in Taurus, early Taurus. And this is the third house of this particular chart. So, if this chart were a person, this person might have extraordinary access to knowledge, fortunate knowledge, something that you maybe needed, like a click that happens if you're trying to solve a problem or you're trying to create something. This, when I was in college, I'll never forget this experience because it was so weird. I had a very major paper due. I think it was a paper, like a the end of a quarter kind of thing, big assignment that I had to do. And I had already written it. And I woke up about 4 o'clock in the morning and I went, no, that's not correct. I got up, went to the computer, and I wrote out an entirely new paper on the same subject, but it was much more inspired. And I got an A plus on that paper. That's the kind of energy that in this chart, if this were a person, that I might expect, right? A solution to a problem, a brainy aha. So wherever this is going on in your chart is where that kind of fortunate or lucky happenstance might be going on. So that's Sunday. Sunday is oh, I started to look at the Pleiadian Earth calendar, then realized it was 7:59 a.m. and that I should be getting on air. So I didn't look up Sunday, but Sunday will be six devoting energy. Six is the energy of flow and abundance, right? It's balancing all our hemispheres and all of our parts of our life. And then devoting energy is the energy of ok or dog in the Mayan calendar. So it's being devoted to family, to a cause. It's loving energy that is loyal and trustworthy. So we have really good energy on Sunday from the Pleiadian Earth calendar as well. I think probably the only thing to watch out for is balance, right? Making sure you don't go too far one direction or another. Okay, questions, comments. Kathy Miller, good morning. I'm up, but I don't want to be. I don't blame you. Mimi, spot on, going out tomorrow evening. Nothing extravagant. Also, the gallery has an opportunity to expand our space if enough folks are interested. Lots to ponder and mull over. Likewise, likely wise to think it over after the holidays. Indeed, right? Tomorrow's definitely not a day to make a big move. Sunday might be a day for luck and happenstance, but maybe not necessarily a great day for movement either. Remember, we are, moving into the end of the moon's cycle too. So lots to consider, lots of potential, but not necessarily ready yet to make that. But again, use your own authority and your human design to decide that for yourself. Okay, so let's see here. I know that Marissa is already telling me to a Woto card. Asa, oh my goddesses are right here. We'll play with the goddesses today too. So you have a triple choice today for a card reading. You can have a goddess card, which is from the new deck that I just received from our friend Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel here. Or we can do the wisdom of the oracle or a spirit animal card. So I will leave that up to you, Debbie TT. You got to tell me what you want, girlfriend, because you were the first one to tell me you wanted a reading. Marissa, I have down what you want. And who's the other one? Asa. I think I'm going to pull a goddess card for you, Asa. And Debbie, since you were first, you usually leave it up to me. So I think I'm going to play with the goddess cards for you as well, Debbie. This is also a deck by Colette Baron-Reid, and it comes in this beautiful box. Look at this. It comes all boxed up, and it has, well, the cards are inside too. It all fits here quite nicely. Lovely, lovely. And the book, of course, that goes with it, it's a little bit bigger. Really beautiful. And the art, well, I showed you examples of these cards already. So this is for you, Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel. And are you still at Rita's house? Because if you are, I'm going to pull one for Rita too. Debbie, this is too funny because this is the first card I pulled for myself, even out of this deck once I received it. And it is Hera. Hera. And the word for you is alliance, card number 20. It's a two. So building relationships. And it's right side up. So, Debbie, let's read Hera. And she's really beautiful. I just want you to take a look at this again. Look at those high cheekbones. She's serious, but I don't know. She's just beautiful. She seems like she's in power. Okay, 26. So let's go to 20. Right. And here is in this deck, if it's right side up, it's called an empowerment message. And if it's upside down, it's called an alignment message. So we're going to be reading the empowerment message here for you, Deb. The Greek goddess Hera, wife of Zeus, knew intimately that positive alliances lead to great power. At this moment, you're magnetized to receive aid from people who have greater wisdom and can help you to the next level. Perhaps it's a mentor who appears or someone in the know. Making connection with others and finding strategic partnerships are favored right now as you explore the nature of becoming empowered by association. This works well if you have a healthy sense of self-worth and if you are able to learn without diminishing yourself in any way. Right now, Hera is supporting you to form beneficial alliances for the greater good of all. When called to action or faced with a decision, ask, how does this benefit me and how can I serve the highest good as a result of this connection? You may also be called to give help to another who needs your mentorship. Give freely, for only good will come of it. This is a wonderful time for all manner of connection and collaboration. Two of my favorite words, right? Also, co-creation. Okay, Deb, I'm going to check real quickly and see your pick. Great, great, great. Debbie Tumiel, yes, you are. So I'm going to also pull a goddess for Rita, since I know she's there and having just come through surgery. Hopefully, she's feeling better and healing. And Rita, Rita girl, this is for you. And ooh, this deck needs to be. Oh gosh, flip. No way. Did you guys just see that this card flipped out, right? Rita, you also received Hera, the goddess of alliance. So, what beneficial alliances are you making here, girlfriend? 20. Do I need to read that again or what? Let me just go through the highlights here. Positive alliances that lead to great power. You're magnetized to receive aid from people who have greater wisdom and can help you to the next level. Likely, this is maybe a part of your healing as well, right? Letting people help you. Finding strategic partnerships are favored right now as you explore the nature of becoming empowered by association. And this works well if you have a healthy sense of self-worth. So that's the most important part here. You have to have a healthy sense of self-worth so that you can learn without diminishing yourself in any way. And right now, Hera is supporting you to form beneficial alliances for the greater good of all. When called to action or faced with a decision, ask, how does this benefit me? And how can I serve the highest good as a result of this connection? You may also be called to give help to another who needs your mentorship. Give freely, for only good will come of it. And this is a wonderful time for all manner of connection and collaboration. Wow, I don't think I could have predicted that that would happen. But it certainly did. Now, what did I do with the cards? Okay. All right. Marzina, I see that you would want a reading and the goddess cards too. I might have missed somebody. I'll check back here in a second. Debbie and mother and daughter. Mother, like daughter. Like daughter, like mother. Asa, this is for you now. yes, you're welcome, Debbie. And she says, wow, serendipitous and synchronistic. Gotta love those two words. Oh, wow. Okay. Asa, gosh, a story popped out here. An alignment story, because all three cards are upside down. So I'm just going to, these are all in order. You know what? I'm pretty sure that one was meant to be, but I'm going to put these back into the deck and check and see, because they were, this deck is fairly new and they were sequential. That always makes me suspicious that they somehow got caught up together. And I know you're dying to know what the card is that I pulled, that I kept. And another one. Wow. Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Even though I'm sitting here shuffling these cards, the same two are popping out at me. So I'm going to go ahead and read the three that came out, because they seem, even though they were sequential, and my first thought was that they were stuck together or something. Goodness gracious, now I can't find the other one. All right, we're going to leave it. We'll just deal with these two. So the first card that popped out for you, Asa, is the goddess Lilith. And underneath here, it says independence. But isn't she gorgeous? She's card 29, which is an 11, which is about enlightenment. But she's a gorgeous card, and she was in alignment need, right? She was upside down. And the other one that popped out for a second time was Mary, Mother Mary. And she represents miracles. She was card 31, which is a 4. So we have, you know, maybe some interesting things that we can read about here. So let's take this one on. 29. So Lilith. Independence and the alignment message for you, Asa, says, do you sometimes fear being independent? You may have been conditioned to believe the only way to have close relationships is to become enmeshed and entangled with others. Do you long for independence and breathing space, yet fear reprisal should you choose to detach from unhealthy companions or situations? You'll need courage for the alignment task Lilith asks of you. Walk away and establish a more empowered sense of self by saying no to these relationships that drain your very life force. Sometimes people attract drama into their lives to avoid accountability. Enabling this dynamic helps you avoid the responsibility that's required when you have no one else to blame for the conditions in your life. Other people's chaos becomes a smokescreen that muddies the real truth. Deep down, you're afraid of the consequences of taking charge of your life. However, all is not lost. You would not be here reading these words, hearing these words, if you weren't ready or strong enough to make these changes. You are up-leveling your life. Lilith is beside you to lend you the strength and the courage to do the right thing for yourself and others. And then, of course, that's followed by Mother Mary, which So, even though I couldn't read, find the card 30, which was the middle one that popped out, they popped out 29, 30, 31, all upside down. When I reshuffled, when I put 30 and 31 back in the deck, 31 came back out and made me think, maybe I should go looking for 30, even though I couldn't find it. But I'm going to read it to you. And card number 30 was the goddess Maat, which is about truth, right? And the alignment message here is the law of karma states that everything comes into balance sooner or later. So trust that in the greater story of your life, all wrongs will get righted. The goddess Maat appears with her scales of justice and a feather of truth to remind you that you are seeing only one moment in time. The balance of events tips both ways until it comes into coherence with the harmony of the universe. Regardless of this natural rebalancing, it's time to speak up if you see injustice in your world. Maat says, in order for you to be truly free, everyone must be free. She offers you the alignment task of considering where you may have hurt someone else and how your unconscious projection of how the world should be may have set you up for a transgression, even if you were innocent. This is a time of great unraveling, and nothing meaningful will be accomplished without some effort. Another message for you now is to see behind the words of others, especially when you feel they may be withholding truth or acting without awareness. It's important not to enable this. Tell the truth with as much love as you can, even though denial may be swept away in an awkward moment and everyone feels exposed. It's an important way to move forward with compassion. The goddess Maat reminds you that she is a champion for those willing to course correct and gives you her full support. Now, Mary, here's Mary, and her card is miracles. So while the first two seem to offer up maybe some challenge, here's miracles, right? She comes in behind. She was the last card. She was still in alignment mode, however. Let's see what she says here. Sometimes you feel out of sync with life, frustrated that the universe isn't providing you with what you desire. Do you want what you want, exactly how and when you want it, and feel like the great goddess is ignoring you? You may be wanting something to happen faster than it's meant to occur. Remember, the conditions of your life are temporal and ever-changing. Maybe you've just been unaware of the cycle you're in, and so you've been missing the signals. Wrong card. Have you stopped believing in miracles? Do you think they are only for others or doubted their existence? Could it be you've been reading and watching the news too often and so finding yourself feeling powerless and despondent? Or has the dry spell of your life gone on so long you've even stopped looking for water? Have no fear, for the goddess Mary, mother of miracles, has a message for you. This is all about your mindset. This moment is an opportunity to turn things around, and it begins with your thinking. What if you remembered that your repeated thoughts, feelings, and beliefs call the world into form? What if you recommitted to your co-creative partnership with the divine and from there chose another way to experience your life? You have the power of Mary, the mother of miracles, running through your veins. She did not need the seed of a man from outside her to give birth to a miracle. In the same way, you don't need your outer world to change first. You don't need someone to rescue you, to love you, or take you away. You are the one you've been waiting for. You need only choose how you will respond to your current reality and focus on a day at a time in service to the miracle of life. What is for you has its own divine timetable. Your alignment task is to remember that. Sorry for the confusion. When I turned the page, I turned one too many. So if you need clarification on that, Asa, I'm happy to do that for you. Maybe later this afternoon, I can email that to you. I'm going to make a note here. It was 29, 30, and 31 in the Goddess deck. Okay. Feels like there were important messages for you in all of that. Okay, Marissa, you are next. Marissa wanted something from Woto, the Wisdom of the Oracle, another beautiful deck by Colette Baron-Reid. And here we go. Woto. Actually, I will give you a one from the goddess deck then. Tara, goddess, please. Okay. And for you, Marissa, oh, you get two. There's two for you. And they are ones that are in protection. One is called Here and Now. It is card number 32, which is a five. Here and Now. This is what it looks like upright. And the second one was Time to Go. Time to Go. But it was in reverse. It was upside down, which was card number 45. So Time to Go. And Here and Now. Seems like this one is going to be about timing of something. So, card number 32, Here and Now. Okay. The essential meaning of the card for you, Marissa, is being fully present in the moment, living one day at a time. And the message for you is in protection. And it says, whenever you find your mind drifting into the past, wondering if things could have or should have been better, or whenever you find yourself longing for the good old days, you leak power. The same is true of looking too far ahead and hoping the future will provide you with certainty. Driven by ambition, you might wander too long in a place with no substance and forget that you are here today. The past and future are illusions. Whenever you leave the present moment, you're disconnecting from your inherent power to manifest your reality with true substance. Neither past nor future can give you what you need. Now is all that counts. Come back from those eternities and be here now. All will be well. The miracles and magic and perfect timing are all a part of spirit. Love that. And Time to Go was card number 45, also in protection. The basic meaning of the card was endings, completion, very full moon-like, walking away from something because there is nothing else to learn or experience. And the protection message says, even if it appears that you've reached the end of the line and all is lost, it isn't. You're in a situation that will resurface again later, so consider this a break rather than an ending. Destiny is in charge here. You lose nothing and gain everything when you surrender to that fact. Your soul knows that your destiny is unfolding with perfect timing and synchronicity. Your small self has doubts, but that is natural, as it doesn't have the map of your destiny. The soul does. Spirit loves you. Trust that. Two great cards, I think, for you, my dear. Okay, after Marissa, there was Marzina. And Marzina, I'm going to pull a goddess card for you as well. Unless you ask me for a specific card, I'm just going to travel back here for a moment. Londa, hello, honey. Goddess card. Okay, good. So that's perfect. And Marzina, this one is for you. Got to work these cards in a little bit more. Doing the splits. Okay, Marzina. Oh, wow. She is gorgeous. The card for you is Athena, the goddess of wisdom, knowledge, the warrior for light. Isn't she gorgeous? Look at that background. She's card number five with her owl on her shoulder. Look at those blue eyes. They're like, are they even blue? They're not. They're gold. Her eyes are gold. Lovely. Okay, so let's take a look at what this means for you. Card number five, and she was upright. And she says, Athena, the goddess, the Greek goddess of intellect and strategy, says, knowledge is power, and you are in a perfect position to gain greater clarity at this time. Your hard work is paying off, and everything you have learned about life has brought you to this moment in time. Your knowledge, logical choices, and intentions are aligned with divine will. Your intellect is keen, and your mind is clear. You know what you have to do. Right now, the world is making sense. You don't have to question or debate it. You can take things at face value. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. Have courage. Your most precious dreams are within reach. The goddess Athena will help. That's a pretty darn powerful card. I love that one. Good one, Marzina. Okay. Whoops, put her on the right deck. Okay, so let's see who was next after Marzina. It was Michelle, I see you. Okay, so I'm going to start writing these down because I saw Michelle. There was someone else that was it Ashley? I don't know, Londa. Nefertiti, let's see. Might be listed here. No Nefertiti in this deck. Nike and Nyx, but no Nefertiti. So Michelle, and where is that other person that wanted a card? Marzina, I got you. Ashley, Invernote, and Tara. That's what it was. Ashley and Tara. And Tara says goddess. Ashley, you're getting goddess. Michelle wants a Woto. So putting goddess aside for the moment and going back to Woto for you, Michelle. And let's see what comes up. All these decks are so fantabulous. Nobody wants animal today, huh? Just doesn't, I don't feel the need for animal to come up yet. Michelle, fork in the road, upside down too. So this card, let me see, I'll show it to you. This is fork in the road. And it is card number, I can't see it, 3, 13. Ooh, and today's Friday the 13th. 13 on 13. So there's something sacred and magical and mystical about this card for you. Fork in the road. It was in protection. So let's take a look and see what that says for you. Totally forgot today was the 13th, the day of the goddess. The essential meaning is time to make a decision, considering the consequences as you prepare to act, owning up to your obligation to make a necessary choice. And it says, indecision is extremely frustrating and will lead to anxiety, loss, and confusion. At this juncture, you can't remain in place without losing your way altogether. Avoid the tendency to let others choose for you, which amounts to a subtle refusal to take responsibility. Don't give your power away, not even to this oracle. By not making a choice, you are making a choice for which you must be accountable. If that choice leads to undesirable circumstances, take heart. Spirit never tires of giving you second chances. You can always start again once you've learned this valuable lesson. Whoa! Powerful card for you, my friend. Powerful card. Ashley. Holy God, it's after nine. This last two. And then we're moving. I got to move on. I have a reading to do here today, right after this. Okay, so this is for you, Ashley, from the Goddess deck. Can you take a guess what card you got, Ashley? There seems to be a coherent message going through the field this morning about Hera, about alliances. As she came out upright for you as well. So we will read once more. Kira, Alliance, card 20, which is also about relationships. You know what's funny is this happened to me when I first got the spirit animal deck. I kept pulling dragonfly out. No matter what I did, I mean, no matter how many times I shuffled and cut the deck, the spirit animal dragonfly kept popping out. And now here we go with Hera. It was the first card that I drew for myself when I got this deck. Then we've drawn it now three times for people today. So there's a message here for us to really pay attention to. The Greek goddess Hera, wife of Zeus, knew intimately that positive alliances led to great power. At this moment, you're magnetized to receive aid from people who have greater wisdom and can help you to the next level. Perhaps it's a mentor who appears or someone in the know. Making connections with others and finding strategic partnerships are favored right now as you explore the nature of becoming empowered by association. this works well if you have a healthy sense of self-worth and if you are able to learn without diminishing yourself in any way. Right now, Hera is supporting you to form beneficial alliances for the greater good of all. When called to action or faced with a decision, ask, how does this benefit me and how can I serve the highest good as a result of this connection? You may also be called to give help to another who needs your mentorship. Give freely, for only good will come of it. This is a wonderful time for all manner of connection and collaboration. A reminder once more. Okay, and Tara, a goddess card for you, and then that will have to be it for me today. Cutting this deck four times. It will be funny if that comes up one more time. But this is for Tara. And Tara, not Hera, you got Oshun. Oshun is the goddess of generosity. Card number 40, which is a four. And she was upside down, so she's in alignment. Isn't she beautiful? Oshun. Oshun. It's beautiful. Okay, so let's look her up. Card number 40. Okay, Oshun says, sometimes you may fall prey to fears about whether you will get what you need. So you worry about money or love and you begin withholding. You might find yourself being overly restrictive and beginning to hoard for that proverbial rainy day. Do you know how cut off? Do you know you cut off generous Oshun's flow of potential when you allow yourself to be convinced there's not enough? The truth is, when you begin to be miserly with your time, affection, and gifts, you will see little in return as all you begin to notice is what isn't there. In this moment, the goddess Ocean wants to offer you this alignment task. You can't expect the great goddess to be generous with you if you show her you don't trust in the flow of her generosity. Now is the time to do the opposite of what you fear. When you fear there's not enough money, spend it to signal your trust in the abundance. If you feel unloved, ask who you can show love and where can you show you care. Even a kind gesture made to a stranger sends the signal or sign that you trust in the generosity of the world. Don't wait to get what you want. Give it away to others, and you will be amazed at how things turn around. The goddess Oshun has only your best interests at heart. That's good. That's awesome. That's a great reminder for all of us, right? Okay. So if I missed anybody, I apologize. I got a little out of order this morning. Crazy, crazy morning. Anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. I will see you here on Monday, same time, and wishing you all a very pleasant goddess day and a happy weekend. Take care. Love to all of you. Bye.